USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court is denying the Trump campaign's appeal in its Pennsylvania case, striking another blow to the president's legal avenues to contest the outcome of the election. Ahead of two key Senate runoffs, President Trump says he'll be visiting the Peach State.
We're going to have a tremendous crowd. They're looking for the right site. Probably we'd love to take one of the big stadiums, but you can't because of the COVID. So we'll have an outdoor form of probably an airport. Most likely it's an airport. They're looking for the biggest space. And we'll have, you know, tens of thousands of people show up. But I think it's very important. And then I may go a second time.
The driving force behind Iran's nuclear program is dead after an apparent assassination. Iran's defense ministry confirming that he died after assailants targeted him with a car bomb and then shot him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The UK is fighting back against big tech.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In case you had a little too much turkey and missed Jeopardy on Thanksgiving, late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek had a pre-recorded Thanksgiving message for fans.
There are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing.
The brief message played during Thursday's airing of the popular game show, Trebek urging his audience to hold out hope amid the pandemic and other issues. He concluded by saying, "We're all going to get through this, all of this." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The clock is ticking for lawmakers to come up with a new coronavirus stimulus package.
Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle say that passing another round of coronavirus stimulus will be their top priority when they return to Washington on November 30th. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says the economy needs a fiscal bridge to keep things going until coronavirus vaccines are widely available. He tells Fox News that there are three important aspects from the original stimulus package that need to be continued to keep the economy going.
We need a top-up on the PPP, the small business loans, that was extremely successful keeping businesses employed. If you lose a small business, they ain't coming back. We need to save those. We need another relief check for stimulus to families, like the $1,200 check, and we need a reboot on our unemployment compensation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Northern California man is in the hospital after a hiking accident that left him stranded overnight. 48-year-old Jason Cook went hiking near Calistoga, California on Monday, looking for his missing drone when the rock he was standing on gave way.
So I ended up getting, you know, thrown down the hill. It lands on top of me, and I'm trapped by a stone that's to my right and the pressure of this thing pushing down on me and some bushes underneath me.
Cook speaking on KPIX. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.